Welcome to Funding Unraveled, a podcast by Catapult Learning, exploring the different layers of federal funding. My name is Warren Dillon, and I am the Director of School Partnerships at Catapult Learning, an education service provider with more than 40 years of experience providing state and federal education services to private school students. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of our series on federal education program funding for private schools. So today's equitable service topic, it's a program that is not as often used in the private school world as there are perhaps opportunities to use it. Title III of the Every Student Succeeds Act. Title III provides benefits and services to English learners, immigrant children, and to their teachers and families. Once again, we have Ellen McGahey, Director of Operations at Catapult Learning, and she's going to share with us her expertise on equitable participation. So Ellen, what can you tell us about who is eligible to receive services under Title III?
Thanks for having me, Warren. Title III has two groups of students as its focus, English learners and immigrant students. Here are the definitions that are used in the federal law. An English learner is a student that's between ages 3 and 21 who is enrolled or preparing to enroll in an elementary or secondary school, who was not born in the United States, or whose native language is not English, who comes from an environment where a language other than English has had a significant impact on the student's English proficiency, or who is migratory and whose native language is other than English, and whose difficulties in speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English negatively impact that student. The definition for an immigrant student is a little bit simpler. It's an individual aged 3 to 21, not born in any state, that has been attending school in the United States for more than 3 full academic years.
Wow, thanks, Ellen. That's a lot of technical language, but it's definitely important to set the stage as to which students are eligible for services. So next, can you comment on what types of services could be provided to these students?
Definitely. So the goal for English learners is to increase English language proficiency. This can be accomplished by providing direct instructional services to those eligible students, providing professional development to teachers and other educational personnel, purchasing materials that may assist those students in the classroom, or providing family activities that can include family literacy, workshops, and translation services. Services for immigrant students can include civics education, family literacy programs to help parents become active participants in the education of their children, coordination of available community services, providing mentors for students, academic and career counseling, and the acquisition of educational software and technologies that would meet the needs of those immigrant students, just to name some of the possible uses.
So I think that gives our listeners a good perspective on the options that are out there. What do you recommend school leaders do to begin to participate in Title III services for their students, or even increase it for students that they're not counting?
Definitely. So first, it's important to keep in mind that students who qualify for services are also the students that are generating the funds to provide these services. For the category of immigrant students, you can create a list of students that meet the definition of immigrant students and provide this to the public school district for funding purposes. For identifying English learners, a good way to start is to conduct a primary home language survey of your students. This survey is easily available for free online, and it usually consists of only 3 questions, the answers to which will create a list of students who should be assessed to determine if they qualify as English learners. Once you have a list of potential English learners, ask the public school district how it will be evaluating these students to determine if they qualify as English learners and what the cost will be to evaluate the students. Once you have a list of eligible immigrant students and eligible English learners, you can begin to consult with your public school counterparts about the funding generated by those students and the services that can be offered to best meet their needs.
Once again, thank you, Ellen, for clarifying a complicated topic. I'm sure this helps our audience understand how to begin or expand our participation in this program. If you have further questions, please contact me, Warren Dillon, at 214-784-3557. Thank you so much for joining us today.